I was born in 1933, and the area that I was brought up in was Camberwell. And Camberwell is in South London, which is really, was a slum area, and I think still is today, actually. But in those days, I, like other children, played on the street. I was born into a family that was living in flats in Camberwell, not far from Camberwell Green. And my father was a gas fitter. He worked for the South Metropolitan Gas Company. And my mother had various jobs. I can't remember whether I was 11 already, but I remember the teacher in the school that I was at, my old local school, came along one day in a bit of a flurry. He said, you've got to take the 11 plus exam. And I'd never heard of the 11 plus. I think it was something that had been recently implemented under the 1944 Education Act. And so I was sort of marshalled to take this exam the following week. I had no preparation. And as a result, I didn't do very well at it. So we started all over again at Peckham. And of course, once we got there, we found that they still did French and German, which were the languages, so they kept that part of it going. Woodwork we did, and I was quite good at woodwork because of all the past work that I'd done as a boy in Devon. I was quite good at metalwork as well. So they were the areas that I really was quite good at. And the areas that I wasn't quite so good at were areas such as PT, sport. I was absolutely useless at that. I remember the gym master putting me in the boxing ring one day with other boys. And I had to, we all had to do this, but when it came my turn, I was in the ring for about 5 or 10 minutes. And I remember the teacher, PT master, saying, Mansfield, you really should have been a dancer, not a boxer, because I was in there for 10 minutes and I never got one hit at all. I was ducking and weaving all the time, you see. So anyway, that was my boxing career.